Good morning from Fast Company. Here's our daily look into what's driving today's creative business leaders.
When was the last time I took a road trip? How many national parks could I hit in 2 weeks? What about hotels? Wait, hey, Erica, how much am I spending on travel?
When your questions about life turn into questions about money, there's Erica, the virtual financial assistant to help you spend, save, and plan smarter. Only from Bank of America. What would you like the power to do? Erica is only available in the English language. You must download the latest version of the mobile banking app, only available on select mobile devices. Your chat may be recorded and monitored for quality assurance. Message and data rates and additional terms may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to bite into Nerds gummy clusters? They're fruity. They're tangy. They're gummy. And they're crunchy. Nerds Gummy Clusters, a union of fruity sweet gummy and tangy crunchy nerds. Unleash your senses. Shop now at nerdscandy.com.
There's something about industry shorthand that might make someone listening in feel like they're eavesdropping on a foreign language. Some parlance is more pervasive and crosses over into corporate jargon. Think a seat at the table, build the plane while it's flying, and even game changer are so ubiquitous as to sound inauthentic when used. Certain words and phrases can get overused, too. Dropping an F-bomb has become, if not totally acceptable, certainly more accepted at work. But as Fast Company contributor Jonasson Goldson noted, used discerningly, a well-directed expletive can communicate the depth of our passion or the intensity of our disdain with the force of a Louisville slugger. But the power of profanity withers when cursing becomes commonplace. Fortunately, he offers a spate of alternatives that are more politically correct, although he cautions that we need to ensure that we aren't falling prey to binary thinking at the expense of nuance. He asks if it's wrong to call out a blatant falsehood as a bald lie. We ought to be both able and willing to discern the speaker or writer's intended meaning rather than seek out the most damning interpretation of their words, Goldson wrote. Yet nuance becomes more problematic when common catchphrases tip over into exclusionary or racist and sexist language. For instance, most people don't even think about using "you guys" as a gender-neutral catch-all for a group. However, Amy Deal, a gender equity researcher, discusses the origins of "guy" and how its distinctly male root isn't quite that neutral. Speaking with psychologist Claire Mulligan Foster, revealed that the issue is that's not how everyone hears it. Think about it like this. Would you greet a mixed-gender or all-male group with, "How are you, gals?" Probably not, unless you were trying to make a point. Beyond that, common use phrases like chop-chop and no-can-do have persisted for so long that we barely give them a second thought. The first was derived from the Cantonese word kap, for making haste, but came to signify a person of power urging someone at a lower level to hurry. The Oxford Dictionary says "no can do" also dates to the mid-19th to early 20th centuries, an era when Western attitudes toward the Chinese were markedly racist. Fast forward to the past few years with the rise of several hashtaggy work trends like "Great Resignation" abound. Here, too, we've evidenced problematic language. The catchy viral phrase "lazy girl jobs" might have originated as a response to hustle culture and the lack of boundaries between work and life during the pandemic, but Brennan Nevada Johnson noted that as a black female, she views this trope as illustrating white privilege. Unfortunately for leaders, anthropologist Christina Elson wrote that ignoring cultural undercurrents won't make them disappear. We will create a vacuum that employees might fill with wrong assumptions and worse behavior, the opposite of a civil workplace. To combat this, awareness of where this creeps in can help. One place where seemingly innocuous words and phrases that reveal biases, and in some cases are downright harmful, are hiding in plain sight is in performance reviews. One word in particular, Textio co-founder Kieran Snyder observed, has widened the gender and racial gap when managers assess their reports. When managers describe workers who are black, women, and over 40 as ambitious, it generally isn't a positive, she wrote. Research from Stanford affirms that the women who get promoted most rapidly are, in fact, more ambitious, but know how to downplay this characteristic with their managers and coworkers. That said, Snyder pushed the performance reviews through AI, and while the technology should have furnished unbiased reviews, it was, in fact, worse than a human. So it may be best to stick to AI tools for improving unproblematic factors like making sure the key points of your emails stand out.
That's all today from Fast Company. Talk to you tomorrow.
Spoken Layer.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.